The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. Blessed Pope Paul VI canonized a humble, unknown saint in the eyes of many, but I think that this saint, I'm just going to give a short anecdote in his life, kind of symbolizes your life as well as the life of your children. The name of the saint is Saint Charbel Maclouf. Maybe you haven't heard of him. He's a Lebanese Maronite monk who lived about 100 years ago. And it was Pope Paul VI, Blessed Pope Paul VI, that beatified, canonized him about 35 years ago. And this Maronite monk, who basically didn't leave his monastery, asked permission to celebrate Holy Mass at 12 noon. And the reason for this was he wanted to spend the whole morning preparing for Mass. The whole morning. And he probably got up at 4 o'clock. And then he was celebrating the Mass when the sun was highest in the sky at midday. Then the rest of the afternoon, the evening, he would be spending in thanksgiving for the Mass he celebrated. So the message is that the very center of his life was Jesus Christ. The very center of his life was the Mass. The very center of his life was the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. The very center of his life was the consecrated host, which was, is, and always will be until the end of time, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I think I'd have to say the same thing with Richard and Roseanne, Rochelle, Roshika, and Raneel, that the center of your life is the Eucharist. Is that true? The center of your life is the Eucharist. And that's one of the reasons why you have such a wonderful, admirable family. And I think both of you would be humble enough to admit, okay, you both have good human qualities, but that's not enough. It's not enough. You have to have the very center of your life has to be Jesus Christ. Given that we're celebrating a silver jubilee, About 3 years ago, I had the privilege of celebrating a diamond jubilee. Now, a diamond jubilee, I always thought it was 75 years, but it can also be 60. Okay? So that'd probably be the small diamond. The 75 would be the big diamond. Okay. And so I celebrated this diamond jubilee of a couple. And when I sat down to have a meal with them afterward, they invited me to dinner to celebrate their 60th. One of them said, very nonchalantly, you know, we never had any serious problem in 60 years. And the other one looked and smiled and said, yeah, we never had any serious problem. Problems, yes, but the problems were resolved. And that couple, they've got 9 kids, 39 grandchildren. They have a son who's a priest. And that's me, okay? So I would attribute the fact that they didn't have any serious problems, my parents, because, like both of you, and I'm not canonizing both of you, nor my mom and my dad, no? Is that the very center of their lives before my father died, it was the church, the Mass, the Eucharist, and Holy Communion. And every Catholic family has to recognize that Jesus has to be the very center. I would like to say a few words just in general on the formation of the family. The very center of the lives of the five of you is Jesus Christ and then Mary. But also the importance of forming in your children a well-rounded life. God first. But also insisting on the importance of their education. God willing, you know, Renil, within a couple of years, he'll get his doctorate in math, and your daughters are heading in the same direction. But also, your children are athletic. Renil said he's going up to San Francisco to do some mountain climbing. I said, that's good. After all these intense weeks of studying and studying and studying, I think your two daughters are very good at sports, especially soccer. That's impressive. And for those who were not brought up and raised in the United States, it's not always too common. People brought up and raised in other countries do not have the same athletic infrastructure that we have here. But I insist, teaching confirmation, every young person has to try to play at least one sport. Very important. Remember when I was in high school? It'd be going from school from 8 to 3:10, and then it was playing baseball or cross country or playing lacrosse. I didn't have enough time to get into trouble. I was so busy with school and athletics. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. So it's called a holistic formation, in which God is the center. And then work. Work for young people at school. And then outside school, some type of sports activity helps so much to round out the whole personality. And also, Pope Benedict XVI, even when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, said that we have lost the sense of the sacred. In your family, and I'm pretty observant, one of the most beautiful characteristics that I've noticed over the past many years is the great reverence you have. The great reverence you have for the real presence, the great reverence you have in Mass, the great respect you have for the Blessed Sacrament. And I, myself, I try to cultivate that to the max. I've probably failed many times, but I try as a priest to be as reverential as I possibly can. So I want to thank you very much for that reverence that you've really shown before the Blessed Sacrament in the context of the Mass. And not only do both you have that, but your three children are very, very reverential also. So I just have a lot of compliments, and I'm going to pray that the next 25 years are going to be much better than the first 25 years. And I'm going to place you in the heart of Mary, and we'll pray for Saint Stephen also, that you'll all be filled with a lot of joy, because this is a season which we're celebrating the birthday of Jesus the whole week, and we celebrate the Christmas season about 2 weeks, sometimes 2.5 weeks. So congratulations. God bless you. My intention, of course, is for you and your daughters and your son. And I pray that all the five of you will all become great saints. Amen.